KJAN Sports.
It is time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. In high school basketball last night, the Cam Cougars played a tight game with the Stanton Vikings at St. Albert High School, but couldn't make enough plays down the stretch in a 62-57 Viking victory. That game was tight early and tied at 18 at the end of the first quarter. Stanton pulled away a bit at the end of the half and led 33-27 at the break. The Vikings' lead was 45-38 by the end of the third quarter. The Cougars rallied and tied the game at one point in the fourth quarter at 52-all, but the Vikings grabbed the lead right back and built a six-point advantage with around a minute to go. The Cougars were able to cut it to three on a Nick Holste triple and then sent Stanton to the line for a 1-1 try. Easton Blunt missed the free throw, but the Cougars failed to get the rebound, and Stanton wound down some time until Donnie Weiss was fouled and sunk a couple of free throws to ice the victory. Cam got a huge night from senior Thomas Hensley as he dropped in 31 points, grabbed six rebounds, and had two steals. Nick Holste had 13 points in his final outing as a Cougar as well, as Cam ends their season with a record of 16-6. Stanton was led by 21 points from both Drake Johnson and Donnie Weiss. Dylan Rocha was just shy of a double-double with 8 points and 11 rebounds as Stanton improves to 21-1, and they move on to the District 14 final against St. Albert Thursday night. Also last night, the Exira EHK Spartans played a phenomenal first half against the St. Albert Falcons in a District 14 semifinal, but faded in the second half in a 56-41 loss. The Spartans raced out to a quick 6-0 lead and held the advantage by the end of the first quarter at 13-8. The Falcons tied the game at 19 late in the second quarter and then hit two big shots to take their first lead of the game and head into the halftime with a 24-19 advantage. Kyle Barnes hit a three that gave them the lead, and then Reed Miller hit a falling down putback before the first half buzzer to give the Falcons that 5-point edge. The second half turned the Falcons' favor as they ramped up the defensive intensity. The Spartans couldn't find open looks on the offensive end in the second half and fell behind by 9 at the end of the third quarter at 40-31. The Spartans continued to fight hard but couldn't get the lead under 8 the rest of the way. Jake Carley had a nice night for the Falcons with 20 points. Tyler Blaha finished with 16. As St. Albert improves to 13-9 and moves on to the district final, Exira EHK was led by 18 points, 8 blocks, and 5 rebounds from Dakota Rold. The Spartans finished their season with a 15-8 record. Elsewhere in boys' district play last night in Class 1A, Nottoway Valley beat Sydney 69-57, Bedford topping Southwest Valley 54-45. It was Tri-Center over Arweva 70-58, IKM Manning beating Booyer Valley 57-41. In boys 2A district finals, Kemper Catholic over Logan Magnolia 67-46, Trainer beat Underwood 52-34. Also in a 4A sub-state, Sioux City West over Thomas Jefferson 60-47. In Class 3A district play at Harlan, it was Creston in overtime over Carroll 69-65. Harlan beat Perry 68-56. Also in girls regional finals last night in Class 4A, it was Lamar's over Denison 56-29, and Lewis Central a winner over Bishop Heelan Catholic 47-28. The Iowa Girls Coaches Association announced its all-district basketball selections for this season. And among some of the picks in Class 4A, the West squad includes Alex Moore of Denison, Derek Archer of Lewis Central as the coach of the year. 3A Southwest Division, Amy Adams of Kemper Catholic, Sierra Athan of Red Oak, Brielle Baker of Creston, and Logan Hughes of Shenandoah are all on the list. 2A Southwest squad includes players like Bailey Beckman of Panorama, Kayla Chapman of Trainer, Kenzie Kennard of Logan Magnolia, Madeline Ditchler of Trainer, Maddie Duncan of Sydney, Devin Kemble of Panorama, Carly Larson of Underwood, Kaya Rasmussen of IKM Manning, Kylan Strait of Logan Magnolia, and Connor Sudman of Trainer. Dan Dravenga of Panorama is the coach of the year in the district. Class 1A West Central District includes players like Jenna Byers of Peyton Sherdan, Emily Danner of Arweva, Madison Gettler of Cam, Booyer Valley's Catherine Klein, Paige McAfee from Cam, Keely Nelson of Exira EHK, her teammates Sophia Peppers, Matea Peters of Griswold, and Booyer Valley's Anna Puck and Aaron Weber were all 1A West Central All-District players. Booyer Valley's Larry Nielsen was named the Coach of the Year in that district. In college basketball, Spencer Haldeman drained a late three-pointer to give Northern Iowa enough cushion to hold off Valpo 68-63 last night. Haldeman's three-pointer with 47 seconds left gave the Panthers a 62-56 lead. Tavon Walker answered with a three for Valparaiso to close to 62-59. Haldeman then made two free throws, and Bennett Cook finished the scoring with four straight free throws as Northern Iowa goes to 14-15, 6-11 in Missouri Valley Conference play with that win. Northern Iowa will play in an opening round game at the Missouri Valley Conference tournament for the first time since 2003. The bottom four seeds will play on March 1st to open the tourney in St. Louis. The highest seed UNI can achieve is the number 8 spot. A red-hot Michigan State has wrapped up a share of the Big Ten regular season championship in men's basketball with a convincing home win against Illinois. Miles Bridges scored 19 points, and the second-ranked Spartans ripped the Illini 81-61 to improve to 15-2 in the conference. The Spartans are 27-3 after their 11th straight victory. C.J. Jackson scored 18 points, and 16th-ranked Ohio State completed its home schedule, clobbering Rutgers 79-52. Also, number 18 Rhode Island beat LaSalle 95-93 last night. Number 21 West Virginia 71-60 over Baylor. Well, two teams looking to snap losing skids meet at Williams Arena in Minneapolis tonight when the Iowa Hawkeyes visit Minnesota. A condensed Big Ten schedule leaves a quick turnaround for the Gophers, who lost in overtime at Wisconsin on Monday night.
In a perfect world, we wouldn't want to do it. But, you know, I think the hardest thing is the travel part of it. It's one of those years where we're going to move our tournament to Madison Square Garden, which I think is great for our league. And that was the only way we could do it, see how it works. If we look back and say, you know what, let's look at the positives and the negatives and see what outweighs what, and then we'll make a decision from there, I'm sure.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey. The Hawkeyes have dropped five straight and have played more zone in the last two games as McCaffrey continues to search for answers on defense.
You know, we'll play four different kinds of zones and man-to-man, and we'll do some things out of our man like everybody else. You know, I just think, you know, you look at every game differently, and, you know, some teams you'll play more zone, some teams you'll play more man, some teams it'll be a function of, you know, what's working that day. The same with the press.
The Gophers have dropped nine straight. Both those teams are 3-13 in the league coming into tonight's game. We'll have that contest for you tonight. You can hear more from the coach. Hawk Talk with Fran McCaffrey is at 5:30 tonight. Iowa, Minnesota, we're on the air at 7 o'clock this evening. Iowa State is home in Big 12 play tonight against TCU. The Cyclones are 4-10 in the league race, and they were hammered by the Horned Frogs 96-73 in the first meeting in Fort Worth.
The one thing TCU can do a great job of, and it's something that we've kind of had trouble with, is they can really, really space you out. You know, you can space people out, but if you don't have to guard them because they can't make threes, it's not spacing you out. It's just putting them in spots. But they can really space you out. I mean, you look right here, they're as a team shooting 42% from three. That's pretty good.
Iowa State coach Steve Prohm there. He says the Cyclones need to be efficient on offense and play solid defense.
We've got to do a great job defensive against them. They're averaging 84 points a game. They're going to play at a good pace, but at the end of the day, can you not get spread out? Can you be in? Can you be in your shifts? Can we be eyed up? And can we be a great ball screen defensive team for 40 minutes?
TCU is 6-8 in the Big 12, and they'll be in search of their first win in Ames since they joined the conference tonight. That's Check Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.